In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That's the Christmas story from the gospel writer Luke. And it's the one that is most famous. It's the one that gets the most airtime at this time of year. And it's beautiful the way it describes the events that surround the birth of Jesus. But I also love John's account of the Christmas story. And John's is just as beautiful, but it's different from Luke's. He doesn't describe the events surrounding the birth of Christ. He describes the implications of the birth of Christ. What was happening as a result of Jesus being born. And he puts it this way, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then he says the Word became flesh, meaning the Word became a person. And he makes this phrase in there, he says, "In him was life." And when he says life, he doesn't just mean life in the sense that you and I experience it, like not just, hey, he had a beating heart and he had air filling his lungs. In him was life, a different kind of life than had ever been seen before on planet Earth. In him was life, and that life was the light to all mankind. And we can hear that verse today and we can kind of sort of take away what John means in that moment. But for his original audience in the first century, it would have meant something very, very impactful for them. You see, the ancient Judeans for many, many years, in fact, hundreds of years, had been reciting a specific psalm that would point to this idea of light. And we have it today in our Old Testament, in our Bible. You can turn back to the book of Psalms and see it in Psalm 119. These are simply songs or poems that the ancient Judeans would memorize and they would recite on a regular basis. And in Psalm 119, one of the most famous of all the Psalms, right in the middle of it, it says this in verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Your word, God, your word is a lamp for my feet. It shows me what steps I should take. And your word, God, is a light for my path. It shows me the way to go in life. And again, this would have been recited regularly, even potentially memorized by so many of the ancient Judeans for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then Jesus is born and he lives his life and he dies and is resurrected. And years later, John, the gospel writer, he's writing his account of the life of Jesus. And he says, hey, I don't know how else to describe this, but in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. And for the audience back then, they would have immediately made the connection to the light that they had talked about for years and years and years. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Your word is a light unto my path. And what John was saying was, hey, that light that you've talked about for all these years, when you talk about God's instruction and God's direction, lighting up the path in front of you, well, that word has become a person. That word has come to live among us and show us the way to true life. And as modern day Jesus followers, this is the invitation that he gives us. To put our faith in him and to follow him. And as we do, he lights the path in front of us. He shows us the way forward. If you're not a Christian here today, you're not a faith person, you don't consider yourself, you know, to be a, I don't know if I really believe in all this. That's the invitation. The invitation is not for you to get your life together and try to get your life to a point to where God can love you. No, the invitation is, hey, come follow me, Jesus would say. And I will show you the steps to take and I will show you the path in life to take. That's the invitation. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. The birth, not just of another baby, but the birth of true life in human form and true light in human form. And there's many across this room and across this building that have experienced that light in a personal and specific way this year. And we wanna take just a moment and celebrate that with you this morning. So on your way in, you got a candle, or there was a candle on your seat. Maybe you picked one up at the door as you walked into the attic or the theater. Go ahead and take that candle out. And our team's gonna make their way around the auditorium, the theater, the attic, and begin lighting these candles. And as we light them across the room, they're gonna fill the room with light as a representation of what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago. When he was born as a baby, he didn't come as a king in robes and with power. He came as a baby to light up the world. And as the room fills with light, we're gonna celebrate that over the next few minutes. And then here's something else that we wanna do. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, so many folks in our church have taken a significant step in their faith journey this year. They've experienced the light of Jesus in a unique way in 2025. And something that we like to do this time of year is to take just a moment to celebrate those steps that were taken. And maybe for you this year, this was the year that you put your faith in Jesus for the very first time, that you would say, this is the year you began to believe, this was the year you began to follow him. We wanna celebrate that with you. Maybe for you, this was the year that you went public with your faith through baptism, that you took that step of obedience, you took that step of courage, and you got baptized to show the world that you're a follower of Jesus and that you associate your life with his name. Maybe it's something else for you. Maybe this was the year, 2025 was the year that you and your family came back to church for the very first time. That you had a faith earlier in your life, but it kind of went away or it went dormant for a while, and this year it came back to life. You began attending church again. You began to get involved again. You began to follow again. If that's you, we want to celebrate with you as well. Or maybe it's not any of those things, but you did take a significant step in your faith journey this year, that God did something unique in your life that you want to recognize and you wanna celebrate that this morning. So we're gonna take just a minute to celebrate these things. And We're not gonna be able to clap because everybody's holding a candle, and that's not the safest thing to do with an open flame. But I hope that in our hearts and our minds, we can celebrate as candles are lifted in the air, knowing that every single light is a representation of the work of the true light that came to us at Christmas 2,000 years ago. It's a celebration of Jesus and what he's doing in our lives. So let's just take just a minute. And again, when I describe the step that you took, I just want you to lift your candle in the air, and you do it here in this auditorium. You do it over in the theater, over in the attic. If you're out in our soft seating area, if you're at home, you need to find something to light on fire and lift up in the air, okay? Because we want to celebrate with you. Let's take just a minute and do this. If this was the year that you put your faith in Jesus or you began following him for the very first time, would you lift your candle up so we can celebrate with you? Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. If this was the year you went public with your faith through baptism, you took that step of courage, you took that step of faith, will you lift your candle in the air? It's incredible. We celebrate with you. If this was the year that maybe your faith journey came alive again, that your faith was dormant, or you were out at church, and this was the year you came back to church, you began to follow Jesus again, you began to take your faith seriously again, will you lift your candle up in the air so we can celebrate with you? It's fantastic. And then lastly, and again, this is kind of the catch-all. If God did something personal and specific in your life this year, if you experienced something significant in your faith journey this year, can we celebrate the light of Christ in your life by just lifting our candles up in the air? Can you lift it up high? It's amazing. It's amazing. Yes. Father, we celebrate. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the coming of your Son, Jesus, into the world for sinners like us, for people that had fallen short, that we didn't have to get our act together and make our way towards you. You moved in our direction. You made the first move to demonstrate your love for us and to ultimately light up the path in front of us. And I just pray for each of us in here, regardless of where we are with faith, regardless of where we are with you, God, would you just light up our path this Christmas through Jesus? Would you help us know the next step to take in whatever circumstance, whatever situation we're in? May this Christmas season be the one where we get clarity and where we can walk in your direction. We celebrate the light of Jesus. It's in his name we pray.